your meeting to order. We have technical difficulties tonight, so hopefully we will talk loud enough for y'all to hear us. Would you please rise for the invocation, followed by the pledge allegiance, flag of our country. Commissioner Bennett.
Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you that we can come together and govern ourselves. Please be with us, Lord. Be with our first responders, keep them safe, and our staff. And help us make wise decisions that benefit the community. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'd like to welcome everyone here this evening. First on the agenda tonight is approval of our minutes from March the 13th. They have been distributed. Any additions, deletions, or corrections? Hearing none, we need a motion.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. We have a second.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. In the back row, y'all can hear okay? Good. Okay. Regular business. Recommendation to approve amended and restated professional service agreement with Fishback Dominic LLP. City Manager.
Yes, sir. Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. This agenda item is a request to amend and restate the professional services agreement with Fishback Dominic, who has provided legal services to the city since 2006. During that time, their fees were adjusted twice, once in 2017 and again in 2022. Since that time, operating costs have increased and they are requesting adjustment in hourly fees as follows. Monthly retainer, 20 hours per month from current price of $3,500 to $5,000. And then for time in excess of 20 hours, legal assistance, $85 to $100. Law clerks and paralegals, $140 to $175. Associate attorneys, less than 10 years experience, $225 to $275. Other partners and attorneys with over 10 years experience, $275 to $300. And for Kirk and Dan, who are board certified attorneys, $275 to $325. Staff would recommend approving the amended and restated professional services agreement with an effective date of April 1st, 2025. And I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Questions from the commission. How does this relate to other cities?
I don't rates.
You know?
Yes, Mayor, glad. Thank you very much for considering this. We're left lower than the other cities. If the commission were to approve this, we'd be in line with Ocoee and most of our other cities. It varies. Mm-hmm. Each city's a little bit different, but it's, I think, actually probably even slightly better than Ocoee's.
Yes.
If there was an adjustment. The rates are, I mean, it looks big, but it's really not even close to the private rates, which is the way it is, and we understand that, but we've been with the city a long time and very much appreciate it and love working here with you.
Okay.
All.
We thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any questions?
Colin's not here to give you a hard time.
He would, too.
We need a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve.
We have a motion and we have a
second.
Motion and a second. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? This motion carried unanimously.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate
thank you.
It.
Recommendation to approve letter of intent to continue conversations, negotiations with federal finance about the potential development of properties on Plant Street. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. Let me load this PowerPoint really quick. Okay. Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. City staff was recently approached by the team at Federal Finance about a potential development opportunity and partnership involving the Straits property. Before we get into the details of the proposal, I want to provide some background on the property, including the current development entitlements and some of the past projects that have been submitted over the years. So, the Straits property, as you know, is a 70-acre parcel located at 1500 and 1700 East Plant Street. This property is currently vacant with an Orange County tax code of agricultural because there are currently cows grazing on the land. However, even though the property is currently used as grazing land, its future land use and zoning entitles it to be developed with much more. The Straits property has a future land use designation of multi-use development, or MUD. As you know, the future land use is what establishes a property's allowable densities and intensities for development. The MUD category allows a commercial floor area ratio of 0.5 and up to 2 with a development bonus. It also allows up to 8 dwelling units per acre by right and up to 30 with a development bonus. And it permits the height of buildings to be up to 5 stories tall. The property zoning district, which establishes permitted uses and other development requirements, is C2 arterial commercial district. This is the same zoning district that is found along major roads like West Colonial Drive. C2 allows a wide range of permitted commercial uses like retail, restaurant, offices, hotel, recreation and entertainment uses, and upper story residential. It also provides an avenue for approving special exception uses like fast food restaurants and drive-thrus, auto sales facilities, gas stations, and mini warehouses. The Straits property also falls within the city's Plant Street character area overlay. The overlay requires all new development to be pedestrian-oriented, with the commercial buildings located close to the road, fronting on wide sidewalks and multi-use trails. The goal of the development along East Plant Street is to generate the same type of vibrancy and pedestrian activity that we have here downtown on West Plant Street. The overlay includes the Straits property in a sub-area called the Gateway District. According to the overlay design plan, the development program within the Gateway District should contain uses that bring increased activity to this location, offices, entertainment, or destination retail, in order to establish the area as a prominent development address. And here is a rendering of the Gateway District that's included in that overlay document, which shows how the district could potentially be developed according to those standards. So before we get into the current proposal, I wanted to take a look back at some of the previous development proposals for the Straits property that we've received over the years. These previous projects help explain why staff was intrigued by the current proposal and why we are bringing it forward for discussion this evening. So the first proposal is from Crescent Communities. Crescent proposed a plan that included 15 retail and restaurant buildings, including a drive-thru, 12 office buildings, 6 multifamily apartment buildings, an entertainment center, and 88 townhomes. You can see here that the majority of the site is kind of gobbled up by the surface parking lots, leaving very little room for any open green space and not even much landscape buffering for the surrounding residential uses. The second proposal is from Dewberry. This project would include a large grocery tenant, 18 retail buildings, 2 six-story office buildings, 8 multifamily residential buildings, and 6 townhomes. While, as you can see, some park space is provided by this plan, it appears only enough to meet the minimum city code requirements. The next proposal is probably one of the more unusual projects that we've reviewed here in the city. The applicant wanted to build a vacation destination on the property with short-term rental units that they called a horizontal hotel, an entertainment center, surf park, and some retail buildings along East Plant. Most of this development would have been completely closed off to the larger community as it would be a private and privately managed resort. The next proposal from BHI included a range of uses such as 6 retail buildings, 8 office buildings, townhomes, 12 multifamily buildings, a hotel, and a gas station. While this proposal was closer to the Gateway District vision, a large portion of the land still had to be utilized for surface parking, which left little area for recreation and open space to support all of those residents. And finally, the latest proposal that we received was from Pulte, who proposed using almost, as you can see, almost every square inch with medium and high density residential units, including 9 multifamily apartment buildings, 200 townhomes, and 75 small cottage lots, and a few commercial buildings in the northwest corner. So in these previous concepts, I think it's worth considering not only what was proposed, but also what was not proposed. Other than what was shown to meet the minimum code requirements, there were no direct public benefits provided by any of these former plans. Nothing in them to serve existing winter garden residents or the community as a whole. So when we consider what the Straits property is entitled to develop today, based on their C2 zoning, their future land use designation, and their inclusion in the East Plant Street overlay, my opinion is that any proposal proposal that does provide direct public benefits to the community is something that is worth at least considering. So with that, I will hand it over to Mark to discuss the new proposal, federal finance, and the letter of intent.
Evening, Mayor and Commissioners. I'd like you to hand off and take up this leg of the presentation. Really, just want to do an overview of the proposal, just sort of taking a look at the potential benefits as well as the developer and some of the projects that are currently on the way, as well as projects that have been completed. So with that, we'll get into looking at the overview of the proposal sent and submitted to the city. So the developer estimated investment for this proposal, for this project development, is over $300 million. The proposed area, So the proposed area, we're talking about 69, roughly 70 acres. It proposes a commercial footprint that involves retail on the first floor along Plant Street. And so along, so the north end of the development shows the development of the retail component that will have first floor retail. And then within the center of the development, there's also a promenade club area, which on the first floor will also have retail. It proposes also live work on the second floor, a 60 key hotel with convention space, residential footprint that involves townhomes, multifamily apartment residences, senior housing, and or an educational facility for the community's benefit. Open air soccer stadium with seats 5,000. Public flex recreational field that includes pickleball and paddle courts, and then a public park amenity that involves amenity details such as a dog park, trails, and picnic areas. So at this stage, what we see in terms of benefits from a perspective of the community and from the perspective of the economy, and again, these are to be further evaluated. From the standpoint of the community, we see new city-owned and managed sports fields, including soccer and baseball practice fields, accessible to the public. New city-owned and managed sports courts, pickleball and paddleball courts, accessible to the public. Additional city park space amenities, including the waterfront plaza. New expanded bike trails and multimodal paths, which will somehow give the ability to sort of connect to the beloved West Orange Trail. Increased stormwater management capacity for the entire historic East Winter Garden neighborhood area. Opportunity for new senior affordable housing, and again, educational facility. More economic opportunities for local residences, more employment opportunities for local residents, particularly for the historic East Winter Garden community. On the economic front, economic impact potential benefits, again, to further be evaluated. At this stage, we could see potential for number of permanent and induced jobs, direct, we're all there now. Number of permanent and induced jobs, which is really direct and indirect jobs, estimated infusion to the local domestic product, GDP, estimated effects on the unique mixed-use ecosystem, bringing commercial energy to the economic base. Also see how it extends the development along Plant Street corridor, complementary manner and establishing an attractive gateway entrance, which we all care about. We also see estimated lift in the number of visitors as well as the related spending that accompanied with visitors to the Plant Street corridor, including spillover effects to the downtown. So an overview of the developer, Federal Finance. So at the parent level, it's Federal Finance, and they're sort of made up of like a subsidiary with two key functions. The Federal Group Investment is the land and development function. Federal Sports Alliance is the professional sports function. They were established in 2009. They're a global finance specialist, including the direct lending component and the commercial loans, construction loans, and joint venture partnerships. They're headquartered here in Orlando with offices in New York, London, and Toronto. They are actually just relocated here to City of Winter Garden in the last month. The CEO, Tan Bahia, is also a resident of Winter Garden. So we'll take a look at some of their projects that are actively on the way, and then we'll follow that with projects that have been completed. So in this project, it's called 21 at Windermere. It features 21 luxury townhomes, and the investment there was $8.5 million. The next one is the Bath Racket Residence and Club, located in Sarasota. It features a 14-acre Bath and Racket development, 277 luxury condos, 18 tennis courts, 12 pickleball courts, pools, and a retail presence. The investment there was $200 million. Another active project is called The Lofts in New Jersey, Carteret, New Jersey specifically, 245 apartment units with first floor retail. Investment there was $42 million. And then some a summary there of a few of their completed projects, which is mostly based in the UK. Allied Place, Abbey House, 4552 Gallow Tree Gate, and 118 Western Road, going from left to right, with investments ranging from £3.8 million to £600,000. So the letter of intent, the for city commission consideration, Federal Finance, the developer, has submitted a development proposal for the Straits property located at 1500 and 1700 East Plant Street. The project proposes a mixed-use development and sports complex to include a commercial footprint, including retail, office, and 100-key hotel. And flex-use public recreational facility, practice fields, 500-seat sports stadium, a public park amenity, bike trails, and multimodal paths. Federal requests the city express its intent to continue and commence appropriate next steps, which may include zoning and land use assistance, which may involve helping to streamline the necessary zoning approvals and permits, which also may include infrastructure and land collaboration, which means partnering with infrastructure improvements and possibly and potentially acquisition of property, funding and incentive considerations, exploring potential grants, tax incentives, impact fees, and other impact fee waivers and other funding opportunities, and then regulatory and permitting support to help sort of coordinate with agencies and departments to ensure timely application approval. To note for the record, as mentioned earlier, that the address noted in the proposed letter has been updated to reflect the new address, which they have been located here to Winter Garden. So that specific address is 4501 West Plant Street, and it's reflected now in the letter of intent, the developer's proposal letter. With that said, what Kelly has covered, sort of the history and kind of the journey of how we've gotten here. and given the current proposal that you know, this proposal offers a number of opportunities that brings us to this stage to present to you with this recommendation. And so with that, staff recommends the City Commission approve the letter of intent to continue conversations and negotiations with Federal Finance about the potential development of the properties located at 1500 and 1700 East Plant Street. We're happy to answer any questions. Okay.
Questions from the commission?
So to clarify, that was 5,000 seats in the stadium.
That is correct, 5,000 seats.
And 160 rooms in the hotel.
160 key hotel rooms.
Yeah, from my perspective, I mean, we're a long ways from any agreement. I mean, we don't understand what the city-owned property would be, what we'd be able to use for, you know, our recreation purposes if we need the investment from the city, impact fees that they will ask to, you know, be reduced or omitted. So, it's a conversation, and I'm okay with the conversation, I guess, from my standpoint. Looking at the other projects, you know, I've kind of always been anti-high density. So the apartments never did fit in my thing. We would all love it to stay like it is with the cows on it, but that's not going to happen. The other thing I really wouldn't mind, and I don't have the citizens feel, is City of Winter Garden up a recreational fee by a special referendum, and then we would have ball fields all ours. So that may be a shot in the dark, but just my comments.
I agree with the mayor.
Yes,
conversation.
So were we going to allow citizen comments at this point?
We can. We get a couple, you know, on each side. Show of hands, I'm going to go out on a limb and guess, but...
I've had a lot of contacts.
So. Yeah, I've had a few, but until you really get into what's going on, it's, to me, but if any citizen would like to speak, come up, give your name and address, and... And you have to come up here. Yes, ma'am.
It's just such a simple question. Don't ask it.
Oh, there you go. She'll bring you the mic, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to know, sir, because there's a little confusion about the 501 West Plant Street. Is that another project? Because I live right there.
That's the location of their office.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
good question.
Yeah. Heather Fry, 1466 Springridge Circle. So I live over in Crown Point Springs, and my home is basically right around the corner from this proposed address. So I just wanted to take time tonight, first of all, to say thank you for this opportunity. But as a fourth generation Winter Garden resident, I can attest that we're not the sleepy little town that we used to be. And as a millennial born and raised in the age of change, I can admit it was necessary that we grow. But our town has seen tremendous growth and a rise in popularity to match over the last few decades. It's with the vision of our staff here at the city and the stewardship of our commission and our mayor that we have become a household name in Central Florida. However, this development is concerning. Something of this magnitude is ambitious and admittedly daunting to myself and the concerned residents that came here tonight to attend the meeting with me. Our infrastructure is at capacity, specifically the 429 and even our little tiny stretch of the turnpike. You're looking at 20 to 30 minutes on your commute in the morning and in the afternoon. So I don't see how we can feasibly add in a large stadium with 5,000 seats and a five-story hotel, and not to mention the shops and restaurants, and hope that our sweet little town stays intact. The other major concern is noise. So we have the block party with the can, and then we have a co-founder's day. And depending on where the clouds are and how high the amps are, you can hear it from my house. And so I do worry, because a few nights a year is agreeable, but a few times a week would definitely be a nuisance. So it's my hope that we'll take those two things into consideration, especially considering that this has been green space for so long. I do understand that we can't keep it that way, but it would be nice to see what the city would have ownership of in regards to fields, and really have a better idea of what's going forward before any letter of intent is agreed upon.
Thank you.
Gretchen Tope, 512 North Lakeview Avenue. I hear the noise from the high school already, and I'm across the lake, way over, down from the old post office. My concern is what's happening for the development we had hoped to have for the east side people that need reasonably priced homes. This doesn't sound like it's going to include homes for the families in east side that have been looking forward to this. Just a personal opinion, but that's one of our responsibilities. As a whole city, we're no longer east and west, or one Warner Garden, to quote. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Allison Butler Painter. Call me 393 North Lakeview. Actually, what you said, Johnny, I would be absolutely looking into that. I would certainly vote for a referendum to put a penny, whatever, into it to see that it doesn't get blown out of proportion like what I've seen here. We don't need 5,000 stadium. You might be able to take that down to Lake Nona, where they have plenty of land down there, or anywhere else. The east side of Orange County, they have gobs of land down there. It's all swamp, but you can fill it. But as a Woodburn resident, born and raised, I don't see this project being what it is as of this right here. If I could vote against it, I would vote against it. But I would definitely vote for something that Johnny said. Thanks.
Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
I have a couple of questions. My name is Janine Wilson. I live at 114 North Island, and I love Winter Garden. We've been here 25 years, but we still feel like newcomers. It's great. It's lovely. We like all the changes, and thank you guys so much for giving us the opportunity to give feedback and to congratulate as well for all the really good projects you guys have put in place. There's been a lot of good planning. Okay, my first question is, who is Level 11 Studio that is part of the development process? I read about them from the Orlando Business Journal. How do they fit in with this?
I honestly don't know. Are you familiar with this?
I think they were the group who pulled together that concept plan. I think they're working with the development team.
I see. Okay. Well, they've only been in business for 2 years, so I have problems with a two-year-old business of two guys pulling off something like of this magnitude. They've had a history since 2011 of development and promotion, but not real estate or community building. So that's my first issue. The second, what happens to the neighborhood houses around? What happens? What are the impacts of the waterway that's going to be built around there? What does that do for them? What's going on with the schools? And if we give exemptions or waivers or impound waivers, that's going to cut into the lifting up of everybody in our community. My third question is, if they can't fill the stadium in Orlando, how is this one going to fill? And then the last point, sorry, going on. How on earth are the roads going to support this kind of traffic?
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes.
I'm Doug Lehman. I own GIL Incorporated, who owns some commercial property over on East Plant Street that we purchased in 1985 and been slowly developing it. All I want to say is I've worked with the staff at the City of Winter Garden. They are diligent on trying to make sure that whatever happens, happens the best that it can possibly happen. I look at what has been approved in, you know, up and down Daniels. It's absolutely wonderful. If any municipality can manage a 70-acre project that's going to happen there and keep in mind the citizens and the impact to the roads. Obviously, if you're developing 70 acres, you're going to put a lot of money in turning lanes and everything like this. Anything that is built directly adjacent to a major thoroughfare like the 429, you can't put low-income housing up against the 429. Nobody would want to live there. You have to put something that buffers the noise of the traffic to there. Obviously, I would have a financial gain probably if this 70 acres was developed and developed very nicely. And so I would support at least a letter of intent to the city to discuss this, to just turn it off and say, no, Straits, you can't ever do anything with the 70 acres that you purchased 25 years ago, I think would be a mistake, and it would keep other interested parties away from trying to do something here in the City of Winter Garden. So all of the residents, you have to understand what staff is working towards. Absolute perfection in what happens in on East Plant Street and Winter Garden. So I would support the city at least entertaining a letter of intent and opening up dialogues. There's nothing wrong with talking. You have to talk to both the enemy, the developers, unless you just want to close the gates and not let anybody else in because we happen to be here. All right, thank you.
Anyone else?
Hello, I'm Jonathan Green. I live at 303 West Bay Street. I've been a participant of the wonderful opportunities of the growth in downtown Winter Garden and get to enjoy it personally every weekend, no matter if I like the music choices or not. I know we have to have growth and things are going to need to change, but I'm just concerned, will the roads still be able to handle the traffic that would go down this area past this? And I know Okoye, aren't they planning a $1 billion project just about a mile away?
Yeah, well, off of Okoye, off the road.
Yeah, it was crossed. That's just like, won't they be overlapping with some of the same roads? And I would love to be able to not be like Claremont, who's kind of built out before they had the roads. If we need to build this, that would be great, but also, do we know where the water's going to go? Are we going to have flooding problems like they did at the Oakland Cemetery when they built up that apartment complex and then had graves popping out of the ground?
Yeah.
And what are we going to, something may need to go there, and are we going to be able to, not really overwhelm the community over there? I mean, how does East Winter Garden community feel about this? Anyway, I know that change has got to come, I still wish we could have the Starlight driving, but you know, you can't have everything.
I'm with you. I enjoyed the Starlight. My wife and I.
Anyway, just whatever it is, I want it to be kind of something that we will enjoy and look at, as opposed to like what the West Oaks Mall was, where they built all that project, and then after 10 years, it's kind of like they need a redevelopment. And so,
yep.
You know, whatever it's going to be, can it be something we can enjoy and look at? This is a really great idea. We're glad we did it. And then can we actually drive to get to it and not have to wait till a slow time of day? We don't have as many roads to be able to get back and forth as we might once like to have had. Anyway, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I'm Lori Flemster. I live at 124 North Highland Avenue. I think we need to come to a happy medium. He wants to sell his land. We're going to have to do something. I'm with you. I'd rather have the cows. But I know that's not going to happen. But some of the ideas they have were good. The recreation for the community. But maybe not the 5,000-seat stadium. When we've gone to games and stuff in the past, it's a nightmare in bigger cities just to get around. We got one road in, one road out. It's going to be horrible. As it is, I can't even get to the grocery store on a Saturday because of the farmer's market. I have to park a block away from my home and walk it up. Some things we're willing to okay, but if we could find a way to make it more for the community that already lives here, the residents that already are here that pay taxes to enjoy, and less about bringing in the transient visitors that clog up our roads. And it doesn't even help the merchants because they can only serve so many people before they have to turn them away. So if we could find a happy medium where everybody would benefit and maybe not go a huge hotel and a huge stadium, find some other ways to make it a better green space that's profitable, maybe entertain some other proposals. Of the ones that we were shown, that was the greenest. But I still am very, very concerned about the 5,000-seat stadium in Little Winter Garden. It's just trying to get on the turnpike is a nightmare anymore. It's worse than I-4. How are people going to commute around here? It's not feasible. So if we could find a happy medium, revisit their idea, maybe get rid of some things, add some nicer things. The trail, the dog park, that was cute. The pickle balls. Things that the community can use without shipping in a bunch of other traffic that we can't use. So if we could come to a happy medium, I'd be for it. Otherwise, I'd be against it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Back to our city commission.
I think that's one of the reasons why we think that opening the doors for communication and conversation is where we can actually come to a happy medium. I agree with you. We love, you know, the cow. I love the cows. I don't believe in recognition, but if I did, I would like to come as a cow. But nevertheless, you know, this to become a happy medium, to get to the happy medium, we have to converse. And so by doing the letter of intent, that gives us the opportunity to talk about it. And doesn't mean that we have to agree or so until we get to the point that we all are happy with what they're offering. So for that reason, I feel that opening the doors to communication, to communicate and go back and forth is a good thing, but that's my opinion.
So I do have some comments. This is kind of deja vu for me. In 2006, the Winter Garden Village came to the City Commission to discuss the development of it. I had a house downtown not too far from here. My first home was small, you know, 1,300 square foot starter home. And then in 2004, we moved right next to a nice big orange grove, which is next to what is now the Winter Garden Village. So I was in your seat back in 2006. And that process was interesting to me because we had the developer that started with what they wanted, and then citizens that had their request concerns. And as time went on, over a year and a half process, the sides got closer together. And you can love the Winter Garden Village or hate it. I was against it at first. I hung on shopping the convenience of it. I have more questions about this project than anything. It raises questions. Everyone you've asked, how do you get 5,000 people in and out? Single lane, do we make them build a, you know, their own access to the 429, because you're right, they're not going to be able to serve 5,000 people downtown. So there's concessions that would have to be made, but we are so far away from where the city would even go forward with anything, because we've got to have a discussion. I like the mayor's idea.
I do too.
So I actually think that we should do two things, Mayor. Yeah. I would move that we continue discussions, but we also have staff engage in the cost of us to buy the land and do a referendum. So that would be, I'm going to move for that. That
do we continue. Tucker Oaks up here.
You got.
Do a Tucker Oaks right there. Yeah.
So Mayor, is it appropriate for that, or do you want to continue discussion first?
I'm trying to think both those are being in motion.
Give us direction.
Yeah.
So
okay. So that's the motion on that.
Yeah, the motion is that we will continue conversations, but at the same time have city staff investigate into what it would be for us to do.
You'd have to have a referendum and to determine what that would cost to the city.
I think the first step would be the cost, and then we'll decide on the referendum. So
probably have an idea of the cost, but but the referendum, I personally.
Is that a second here?
Can you just keep the cows there? Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
You have a second. Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. Any other discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Nay. Motion carried 4-1. Okay. Thank y'all. Recommendation to approve purchase order with Middlesex Paving. Yes, sir.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners.
Yeah, we're going to pull item C and go to item D. Sorry. City manager is trying to keep you straight. I just automatically skipped it.
This is a request to approve a purchase order for Middlesex Paving for the annual street resurfacing project fiscal year 2025. It consists of milling and resurfacing the city roadways that are beyond their service life. The attached maps that we have in the presentation or in the packet show the roads in green. Those are Smith, Summer, Charles Street, a portion of East Tilden Street, and East Bay Street between Dillard and Knight. Also being resurfaced are James, Virginia, and Gary Drives, West Lafayette, and West Cypress Street and South Bull Street. The work is being piggybacked on the Orange County Contract Y23-119D, Amendment 1. With that, staff would recommend approving PO Middlesex Paving LLC for resurfacing services in the amount of $997,537.75. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
These were in the budget.
Yes, sir.
All these roads, this is a cost that was in the budget, basically. And the obvious question is, the city staff still would say these are the roads that are most in need of being repaved?
Yes, sir.
In our city. Okay. Questions from the commission?
There's always more roads that need to be repaved. But
oh,
yes,
they're always
there.
Yeah. Okay. We need a motion.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. We have a second.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Recommendation approved the change order to Wharton Smith. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. The Wharton Smith team, CMAR team, has reevaluated numerous bid submittals and multiple construction categories to calculate the final savings for the project. A tabulation of bids broken down by discipline are in this packet for you to review. The final cost includes the work material and equipment and management of the project based on the 90% plans that the design team provided on October 2nd, 2024. Staff would recommend approving a deducted change order to Wharton Smith for the GMP2 in the amount of $3,747,170 for the total price cost of $128,890,600, which includes the $5,107,615 that was approved for the GMP in February of 2024. And I'll be have to answer.
Did I hear you correctly, deductive change order?
Yes, sir.
All right. I think you don't need to talk anymore. So
we like the
for the record, I do want to point out that we're going to take the deduction
and hold
set it?
It
aside for CEI services,
okay,
which will be coming back to you at a later date.
Yeah.
So it'll still be in that same. But yeah, we're still pursuing the overall goal of
bringing it down. Okay. We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Thank you, sir. Matters from citizens of Winter Garden.
Again, I'm Allison Baldwin. I'm from 393 North Lakeview. Two things. One, from Tilden to Dead Man's Curve is not a racetrack anymore. I don't know when we put the little speed bleeps on, but they are not working. They are not working. They need to be re-evaluated because those people love to just get air. They do, and I stand out there and I watch it. And it's at 9:30, 10:30 at night. So that needs to be reevaluated.
Is it the one?
The other thing is where the split is from Crest to Lakeview. Again, that needs to be at Lakeview. That needs to be a one way, and it needs to be one way towards the lake. Because I have stood and watched people almost get hit, pulling into their driveway, pulling out. You cannot see. That needs to be a one way. And I've asked for that several times, and I've heard people say, oh, we're gonna look into it, we're gonna look into it. I will come to every city council meeting and bring this up until it's looked into. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Allison.
Yes.
For a person who's almost been
picked. Yep.
My name is Barbie Hugh from Belgium, Mayor.
Yes, ma'am.
And I live at Park Avenue Village, 42 South Park Avenue. And although I was an avid walker in Winter Garden and enjoyed it thoroughly, I recently got married. My husband is a Vietnam vet right there. He has a car. So now I've gained 20 pounds and I don't walk anymore. And I have a bad knee, so it's actually very thankful that we have this car. But I'm still gonna fight for something to be done, because I heard somewhere or read somewhere that actually Orlando is the highest pedestrian deaths, and I could not state a statistic or a resource, but that really struck me. And I think you all know where I'm going is Smith Street. So I used to walk up and down that street, and literally, you know, you go up this way, then you cross over here, and then you go up here, and then you cross here. So this is absolutely unacceptable. And I'm not going to come to every single meeting. It's several that I have come to. But I hope you're working on it. That's all I can say.
Give your notes to Allison.
You got
that. Yeah,
give it to Allison. We'll bring it up every week.
Steve, actually.
Thank you.
Steve.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
Mayor and commissioners, I am not a long-time Winter Garden resident. I just lived here. In fact, 1 month in my home. Came from Crystal River, Florida, but my family's from here, from lives here, so.
Could you give your name and address?
I'm sorry. That's Ken Brown, 432 Newhart Circle, Winter Garden.
Thank you.
And I only really came here tonight to ask one question, but I wanted to comment on what you all talked about with that development. And I want to give you a little personal history. I spent 12 years on the city council in Crystal River. and know what y'all are facing right now. And I'm going to tell you a little story. There was a piece of property right in downtown that was ripe for development. And we had developer after developer after developer coming in and wanting to buy that property. But the city council, which I was part of, said, no, we're not going to do that. It's right in the middle of downtown. We're going to try to pass a referendum. Got some grants from the government, and we purchased that property. Against many, many folks in the community that says, we want the tax base. We want that money to come into the city. We're going to develop it. We're going to keep our taxes down. We're going to develop it. Those same people, 1 year later, are saying, oh my God, it's the most beautiful park we've ever developed. So all I can tell this commission is once you develop, it's gone.
Yep.
So hopefully you follow the smart growth policy. Look into it. You're correct. We can't keep cows on there. But I love your idea, Mayor, the referendum. I think the community would support it. So I didn't really come here to speak about that, but I wanted to pass that on to y'all.
Okay.
What I did want to speak about was just a quick question. Why did the city do away with recycling?
John, you want to
answer that? You know, I think we're all disappointed in that. But the issue, and y'all jump in if I'm off, but the issue is we spend over $1 million a year to recycle about 1%, 5% of it. We were taking it to the landfill, paying $40 a ton, I believe. We would send it to recycle, then they would take 99% of it to the landfill and charge us $120. So we could never get anything straight. I think staff's still looking, trying to come up with something that is workable for all of us. It's difficult. I still have my two containers. I still throw it there and I go, why am I rinsing and doing this?
Well, we were faced with the same issue because there was no market for glass. There was no market for paper, but there was a big market for aluminum. So maybe what staff can look into is maybe specifically saying, we're not going to recycle across the board, but let's look at the products that are still commercially.
We're doing viable. Cardboard, right?
Yeah. We're doing cardboard?
Yes.
Okay. I'll look into that.
Okay.
And my last thing was New Heart Boulevard. It's a cut through right through my neighborhood. There's a huge development behind us, Coralia something Estates, that they use as a exit from their neighborhood. And there's also a cut through from Division to Crescent. And I noticed that the town has been utilizing the speed humps quite nicely. Could staff build and capacity putting one or two on that street? Because in the morning, it is Daytona Speedway.
I would suggest that we, I kind of agree with Allison, what I've seen, I would suggest that we look at some that are a couple inches higher.
Yes.
Because at first they go slow over them, but after they figure that out, from my observation.
It's a cut through from Crest, I think it's Crest, mm-hmm. Division, but really it's the folks that live in a huge neighborhood behind Oak Glen, that they use it to exit their property. And a lot of folks in our neighborhood are parking their cars on the street to try to slow the traffic down,
right.
But that's not a really good traffic.
It works to some degree. But,
anyway, that's all.
Okay.
I want to take a
they will look
thank
at
you
that.
So much.
Thank you, sir.
I just want to say one more thing. I'm Gretchen Tope, still a bit flat about North Lake.
Mom's still letting you live there, okay.
Yeah. I'm supposed to tell that. The thing that I and the lady that was sitting behind me both forgot to mention, not only will the noise be bad, but the traffic will be bad for the Eagles.
Right.
When it's every day, when the straight spheres or whatever it is now is there, it's for a limited time. Those Eagles have been there a lot longer than some of us have been.
I agree. At least be it.
And that should be number one.
Isn't that a cool?
Yeah.
Because I talked to Rusty about buying that property so we could preserve that in the Eagle's nest up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Okay. Okay, matters from our city attorney.
Pass, Mayor, thank you.
City manager.
I will do my best to be brief. I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that everybody's been following the discussion both at the national and the state level with regards to United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement. We, like every other city in the state, have been asked to enter into an agreement, 287G agreement. Under this agreement, we will designate task force officers who will assist ICE when requested and available, and notify ICE should we become aware of ICE-related law violations during normal course of duty. Officers will remain in the city, carry out normal routine duties. They will receive specific training and guidance from ICE specific to the mission parameters as assigned. We will have one member on each platoon along with supervisors designated as TFOs or task force officers to receive the training. With this being a matter of law, I hope you will concur with my decision. I went ahead and authorized the chief to proceed and execute the agreement, and I'm happy to provide a copy to each of you if you would like to have one.
I would agree, because I would rather our officers have involvement and be able to make a better decision for all of us.
Yes. Second item, just wanted to announce some very good news for the city. As we've talked over time about the wastewater treatment plant expansion, one of our goals was to pursue grant opportunities. This week, water quality grant announcements were made. We will receive two awarded grants. The first is for Teacup Springs Septic to Sewer Conversion Project in the amount of $6,640,000. And we received $15 million towards our wastewater treatment facility expansion project for a total of $21,640,000. The grant cycle will open again in June, and we will certainly find ourselves back in it. So kudos to Laura and Steve and all of our staff.
Good job.
That have been working diligently. Good. Lastly, just a very brief update on Tucker Ranch. All the site work is nearly complete. We are starting to pour some footers, and so you're going to start seeing some vertical elements starting to bureau out there. And, you know, as much as the drought has been a curse in some respects, it's been very beneficial to this project as they make this steady progress.
Yeah, yeah, there is. I saw the dirt blowing across that hole. Yeah.
We received a few complaints for that. So, with that, I don't have anything further.
Oh, okay, thank you. Good job once again on the plans. Fantastic. Commissioner Sharp.
We're good there.
Okay.
Just the job, city. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for the all the city staff, and I'm looking forward to the event next weekend. Don't forget Spring Fever. And working with the city, looking forward to that. Thank you guys for all the work you guys do, and have a wonderful week.
Commissioner Bitt.
I'll just echo that.
Right. And the Pops is tomorrow.
And the Pops is tomorrow.
Oh, Saturday. The Pops. True. Just like to recognize once again, we talk about after hurricanes, by our public works department. In this town, I sat there and watched you a few days, a couple weeks ago, and last week. And I said, you could put anything out by the road. You put your kid out by the road, you didn't move, they'd take it. So I want to tell you, it's those people work hard, and I know a lot of times it goes unnoticed, but we appreciate it as citizens of Winter Garden. We're blessed to have them. So with that, we will adjourn. Go get